You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 172, New Baby. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode. I don't know if you lovely folks can hear this, but I have somebody in the background practicing the piano. So if you're wondering if you can hear some background noise, maybe you can't even hear it, but one of my darlings is practicing the piano, and I did not want to stop that business, so I'm just letting it happen. Just a reminder that I have a free class tomorrow on Thursday, August 25th, that will be in my Facebook group, No Yelling Mamas. It is a completely free Facebook group and a completely free class. And I'm excited because I just love helping people to stop yelling. It just, your homeschool starts to flow amazingly in a beautiful way when contention starts to leave and parenting gets easier and family life is easier and all those things. So anyways, I want to share with you five tips of ways to stop yelling. And one of those tips is what to do when your kids won't listen. How do you get a kid to listen if you don't yell at them? So I'm really excited about that. So come and check that out. That's 100% free. Let's see. Today, let's talk about babies. Let's talk about a new baby. Did you think I was going to announce I was pregnant? Because I'm not. And I knock on wood that for reals, we are done this time. Do you know I've been done three times having children that I have bought all new stuff three different times? Oh, I'm saying three. Maybe it's only two. I don't know. Nevertheless, I have multiple times said we are done having children and somehow they keep coming. That was not God's plan. He knew I was supposed to have at least seven. So let's talk about babies. And no, I'm not pregnant. I'm assuming that because you listen to a podcast for homeschooling and everything I do is called Mama's Members and I'm Hippie Mama, that you probably have children, whether through birth or adoption. I'm assuming you are a mother. So let's talk a little bit about the newborn stage. Let's be 100% honest. I do not love the newborn stage. I don't mind being pregnant and I don't mind toddler on, but I find the newborn stage to be a little challenging. It's, I feel like they just cry a lot and they don't sleep a lot and they're just irritable. And I don't know, maybe you had really pleasant, calm newborn babies, but I've had colicky. I've had two colicky babies and then just, I guess, a gaggle of children. So a newborn on top of that. I think Jim Gaffigan said it when somebody said, what's it like to have five kids? And he goes, imagine you're drowning and somebody hands you a baby. So my first two had colic and then I was drowning and people kept throwing babies at me, right? And then even little Georgie, I thought, okay, we have a big space. I'm going to spoil this baby. It's going to be amazing. My only kid who couldn't nurse, they have baby chiropractors and we were trying to shape his jaw and help him to nurse and all these things. Even when I went on a bottle, he was still crying a lot. So newborn stage to me is not my favorite. I feel like they just cry a lot and I get a little bored with them. They want to be held. They can't tell you what's wrong. And on top of that, you're usually going without a whole lot of sleep. And I definitely get crazy when I do not have sleep. So the baby phase, a newborn phase, can be challenging and a little bit hard. Some things start falling to the side as you figure out life with a new human. All of you, I would assume adoption is the exact same way, but even after you give birth, like you just had a major procedure. A human came out of you and mamas who had C-section, I can't even imagine doing that and then having a baby. Like, hey, you just had a humongous major surgery. Let's give you this newborn and other children to take care of. So things start falling to the side. Showering maybe, brushing your teeth, right? Some of your basic taking care of your stuff might be falling to the side. Maybe laundry starts getting piled up. Dishes linger on kitchen counters if you are cooking. Maybe you're not even cooking. You're getting takeout or just cereal. No judgment from me, right? Things maybe starts flying to the side. Maybe you have to say no to extracurricular activities or parties just as you are adjusting with this new baby and a new human in your family. But over time, things start to get a little bit easier. Babies eventually sleep through the night and they eventually start feeding themselves. They even eventually start going to the bathroom on a potty, and you don't have to do diapers anymore. And they can even start entertaining themselves. You can then start doing the things that you were doing before and get that routine back. So if you are new to homeschooling, I want you to remember that you just had a new homeschool baby. And it may take more of your time as you are figuring things out. Your laundry may pile up. Or if you were like me, your laundry may take longer because you're teaching your kids how to do it. But eventually, school can start to flow and have a rhythm to it, and everyone can do their own laundry. You have systems to clean the house and take care of meals. Children just know what's expected of them and just start doing their schoolwork without you having to remind them. Extracurricular activities can now supplement your homeschool and not take over it. So just like children, there are little bumps in the road as you go through different phases of your homeschool, right? So if you think about children, toddlers have different challenges than newborns. Tweens and teens have their own individual unique challenges, and your homeschool is the same way. It may not be as time consuming as it was in the beginning, but you may need to adapt and adjust as your children grow. When I started homeschooling, I had 5 young children, 3 of which were school aged, to a point where I had 6 children that were all being homeschooled, that were all within school age and with a baby in tow. Now here we are with 4 kids homeschooling with me. I've had to completely adjust what our school looks like with less people. It's interesting. You would think that that would mean it would be so much easier. And there are things that are easier about it, but there are also things that I really miss and things that I thought were easier the way before with having a big group. So just always changing and adapting. I often get asked, how do I have time to have hobbies, stay on top of the house and yard work, and homeschool? It's because my homeschool isn't a baby anymore, and I have systems in place that free up more of my time. Just a quick side note, some of my systems are, I do not do my children's laundry. I don't even do Georgie's laundry. One of my other children does Georgie's laundry. We have systems set up for meals. We have systems set up to clean the house. I don't do the bathrooms and I don't clean the house. That makes me sound super awesome. But I spent a lot of time teaching my children how to do it, so I didn't have to. And so we have a lot of systems set up in place. My children do most of the yard work. I actually don't mind yard work, so I usually try to make sure I get out there with them. But I have finally, my Briggy's my first kid who will weed whack. None of my other kids were always so afraid of it. So Briggy's even taken that job away from me, and they mow the lawn, they do the weeding. Today, somebody's helping with the chickens and feeding them and doing all that kind of stuff. So I have a lot of systems set in place that allow me to have more time because it's not a baby anymore, and I don't have to spend that time with it like I used to. So if you are new to homeschooling, remember that you have a new baby and you may need to slow life down just a little bit as you adjust. Now, it won't need to be like that forever. Just like newborns eventually grow, so will your homeschool. If you've been homeschooling a few years and it's still crazy, well, guess what? It's because your homeschool is a toddler now. And sometimes toddlers are crazy, or you think you have something figured out and then your toddler has a full meltdown at Costco. Speaking from experience, many a times. If you've been homeschooling a decade or more and you thought, all right, I've got this down, I'm amazing. Well, you have a homeschool teenager and you still may need to adjust and adapt. So it may not be as time consuming, but there are different obstacles that come with when you are in that phase. Whatever phase you are in, I want you to remember, why are you homeschooling in the first place? And remember that as you go through different phases that may challenge you or may be hard for you. And just, I like to think about this, like when you have a baby and the baby cries, do you toss the baby out like, oh, I got a lemon, I got a crier, I don't want this baby anymore? Most people, and I would assume most people on here, probably don't throw the baby out if the baby's a crier or something challenging or they're colicky or maybe they have medical problems or something like that. Most people keep that baby. But it doesn't mean that mom doesn't need a break sometimes. Giving the baby to dad, to even another sibling, grandma, a neighbor, whatever. Even if you've had a baby who's just been a screamer and you put the baby in a safe place and you go outside so you can take a breather for a minute. But you always come back and you're able to take care of that baby. You can do the same thing with your school. When it starts to feel like it's really challenging or difficult and you don't have the bandwidth anymore, take a break. go outside, clear your head, read a book, take a bath, and then come back and keep homeschooling because you're going to create something absolutely amazing. All right, my wonderful friends, don't forget to come and join me tomorrow in the No Yelling group, and I would love to help you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.